The lights on the Eiffel Tower were switched off, a symbolic act marking the end of a week-long United Nations conference on climate change and the release of the most detailed scientific report to date on global warming. Kenneth Denman is an author of the report.
We're hoping that it will convince people that that climate change isn't real.
And that human beings are responsible for it. Hundreds of scientists and officials representing more than 100 governments concluded that the burning of fossil fuels and other human activity is responsible for global warming, and it is likely to continue for centuries. Panel member Susan Solomon.
You can see this remarkable rapid rise that began with the industrial era. There can be no question that the increases in these gases, these greenhouse gases, are dominated by human activity.
The report makes no policy recommendations, but links global warming to rising sea levels, increased drought in some regions, and violent storm patterns. Akram Steiner directs the United Nations Environmental Program.
We are also looking for an unequivocal commitment from policymakers, business leaders, civic society leaders, to take climate change as truly the challenge of our century.
Some delegates wanted policy recommendations in the report, ranging from wider use of renewable energy resources to developing so-called geoengineering technologies, giant mirrors in space, for example, to deflect some of the sun's rays. And a University of Arizona researcher, Roger Angel, is exploring the possibility of launching a huge quantity of small plastic disks into orbit to shield the Earth by diffusing a small amount of the sun's radiation.
The effect could be to take our temperature back to pre-industrial level.
These ideas are very experimental. Climate scientist Michael McCracken.
Well, there are a host of things to do first. Many different technologies that are cost-effective right now. And what we need to do is do as many and all of them as we can before we get into these geoengineering technologies that basically...
McCracken, like most at the Paris conference, says the immediate focus must be on reducing carbon emissions, not looking for alternatives in space. Paul Sisko, VOA News.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。